mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. It is now the second day of October 2007. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours with his once a month visit. We're going to have Michael Rivero of WhatReallyHappened.com joining us to talk about the economy, the ongoing war drums that are intensifying by the day, by the week. And, of course, the unfolding police state, the attack on free speech going on from Burma to the United States to the U.K., Mike Rivero joining us coming up in the second hour. And then, Kurt Nemo will be joining us in the third hour. He is a prolific online columnist whose columns are picked up by hundreds of prominent websites, has a keen mind for deciphering political propaganda and, of course, hypocrisy, and is a staunch anti-New World Order fighter, 9/11 truther, anti-war. He'll be joining us in the third hour, and I'm really excited. I mentioned this yesterday, that Kurt Nemo is heading up and is the editor of my new website, and it's truthnews.us. We've got several other easy-to-remember domain names associated with it. But bottom line, it's Truth News, ladies and gentlemen. And what we attempt to do there is to give you a clear picture of what's happening geopolitically across the planet and chronicle the New World Order's activities. We're going to be adding a lot of new functions very soon, a MySpace-type system to it. We've already got it linked to the PrisonPlanet.com message board. We're going to get it its own message board that Nexus is in. With the other message boards, we're also going to have the video upload point there for short videos and, of course, audio files for the listeners. And we're going to have just a lot of other functions that are there. We're going to also have a guest blogger area where people that have submitted articles to us and that show that they're not COINTELPRO or disinfo and would like to have a place there on the site. We'll also have that on the news area of the site as well, but everyone will be able to have their own MySpace-type account on truthnews.us. Truthnews.us, and I'm really excited to have Kurt Nemo joining the InfoWars team here in the InfoWar as we try to stop the globalists from turning the planet into a planetary penitentiary, into a prison planet, into a global panopticon of surveillance and control. And so, again, Kurt Nemo joining Paul Watson, Steve Watson, joining Aaron Dykes, joining Ryan Slickhuysen, joining Trey Kincaid, joining Mike Nelson, joining everyone, Weldon, Dwayne Coutts, everybody who's part of this team, Wes doing the IT work, everybody that makes what we do on the internet possible. I'm just so proud of all of them and the work that they do each day on the website. I've got quite a stack of news here in front of me. I want to go over Bill Clinton gave a speech, and he told NBC's Meet the Press, said something similar on Meet the Press. Got two different transcripts here. He told them that torture is a good thing. And this is a big development. On the other side, I'll break down why. And then we'll walk through the push for global taxation and social workers regulating our every action. It's all coming down, folks. It's all happening.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, Mighty Film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-894-3418.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Bill Clinton, torture like on 24, it's okay. It's one of the top stories right now on InfoWars.com. Paul Watson wrote the article for PrisonPlanet.com yesterday, but it's already moved down the page and into the news and focus section, and the easiest place to find it right now is InfoWars.com, and I had Slickeisen add to this some of the past related issues, so you can actually hear the audio, read the memos, see John Yoo admitting that they torture children with pliers sexually. Because, I want it to fully burn in to your brains who these people are and what they do. Now, this is unprecedented what's happened. This is huge what's happened. And when Paul Watson learned of this yesterday, he was unable to find a video clip of it. It looks like it's now been uploaded. It's Bill Clinton on Meet the Press Sunday. He also reportedly gave a speech similarly a week ago, so it's a talking point. And we found that, and we found press reports on it, but we're right now combing through, it looks like a 20-minute interview on Meet the Press to find the specific actual clip. Bill Clinton, torture like on 24 is okay. Before I do that, let's play Laura Ingraham, an establishment hack who is there to neutralize conservatives and ensure that they don't find out about the New World Order takeover, the North American Union, the end of the borders, the torture, the police state until it's too late. Here she is on Fox saying that it's a national referendum because a make-believe little chicken-necked coward on television tortures people's children to get answers out of them, and so that means it's okay. Here it is.
The average American out there loves the show 24, okay? They love Jack Bauer. They love 24. In my mind, that's as close to a national referendum that it's okay to use tough tactics against high-level al-Qaeda operatives as we're going to get, okay?
High-level al-Qaeda operatives, like a man who won't give a urine sample, so they taser him 10 times. Or a woman in a wheelchair who can't get out and the cop's dumb and tasers her till she dies. And these are all cases. Or a pro-life demonstrator who won't get up off a sidewalk so they break their arms with nunchucks. And we have the video of that up, and YouTube decided to say that it flag it for indecency and you have to register to watch it. But there's a bug in the YouTube system. If you just go to prisonplanet.com and in the news and focus, go to the headline about security guards break girl's arm for dropping cake. At the bottom of that story, you can watch police with nunchucks from Chicago to L.A. breaking arms. I mean, you can watch them twist, and they say, get up. Person says, no. They go, all right, and they, bam, break it. You can, that's torture. That's Abu Ghraib torture, and it's been going on for 20 years in this nation, and it destroys the name of this country. It destroys the uniform, it destroys it all. I mean, why would we want to bathe in this type of evil and then defend it? In fact, John, I know I didn't give you a heads up on this. Will you go find, I know it's been about 6 months since we played it, the John Yoo clip where he admits, he says, yes, the president can order children tortured with pliers. If not, if you go to Infowars.com, and go to the headline story that says Bill Clinton, torture like on 24 is okay. America needs more Jack Bauer-like agents, says former president. You can, Bush advisor says he has legal power to torture children. And he admits it in there. There's an audio. Then there's a video where you admits it. Everybody boos. He goes, yeah, the president can do that. So that's right there for everybody who wants to see this. Because I know a normal person hears this and they're like, oh, come on. The counsel to the president didn't write memos to the president and to the Pentagon saying we can torture children, small children, with pliers. And I'm not going to mention how. You can go read what he said. That's not true. Okay, well, you can go watch John Yoo video where he says it. You can go listen to audio recorded at the Council on Foreign Relations. It so upset even CFR members, New World Order minions, that they went public. And we interviewed Professor Castle, one of the top professors in the country, on jurisprudence and law, constitutional law, who was there. And they won't say who recorded it because you're not allowed to. It's a civil violation to record NCFR members. You sign a civil agreement that you're liable if you record, but several people secretly recorded. I'm not going to say who. But it doesn't matter because you later just admits it when he was down in Houston speaking at a university. But here's the big news. In 2001 and 2002, the CIA section chief for the Middle East told the Washington Post in November of 2001, he said, yes, we are torturing people in client nations, third-party nations, but we're overseeing it in Jordan and Egypt and Eastern Europe. That later all came out. But this was back when they thought, because they'd staged the terror attack, that the public would buy anything. I mean, I'm giving you some background, then I'll get into Clinton. And he said, we also torture their children. And I put that in 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. That Washington Post article is in the first 9/11 film ever put out, which is my film, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. And we had that article. And we show it to you, and we highlight the area where he says we torture children in front of their parents. Now, we later learned that they were already doing that, and then in late 2002, these memos were written by then head presidential counsel Alberto Gonzalez and his deputy chief counsel of the president, John Yoo, the Pentagon said, okay, well, give us specifics on what we're supposed to do. And he said, well, you use pliers on the children's sexual organs. And they said, yes, sir. So, and then we got the General Toogoombo report, the Army report, out of Abu Ghraib and 30-plus other camps, and it had degenerated into things even worse. Raping the children in front of their parents, raping the wives, raping them with acid. Now, I don't know who could defend that. I mean, we're talking hostile type. I haven't seen Hostile 1 or 2, but I've read the reviews. Ripping eyeballs out, raping people, acid. That's what our government does. I mean, actual Joseph Mengele type things. And in Nazi Germany, the troops and the police, a lot of them didn't like Hitler, but they said, well, we got to follow orders. Well, we can't. We got to stick together. And then by the end, they said, oh, my gosh, what have we done? We've got to say no to this. And if you're making excuses right now for this, and if you're rationalizing or you're just saying I'm lying without checking it out, you have now wantonly gone into evil, and you become an accessory to all of this. And not just under international or national or state law, you become an accessory spiritually. That's what really counts. You become an accessory in your soul. You have now made a deal with the devil, whether you want to recognize that or not. You are now baptized, reborn in hell. You have now joined the host of Hades. You have pledged yourself a son, a daughter of darkness and pain and absolute abject wickedness, torturing and rending small children. You have now entered into the very pit of hell. Now, I remember in 2002, I was flown out to L.A. to tape a couple of episodes of The Conspiracy Zone. I forget for what cable channel. It was one of those. And I was out there, and I remember sitting around waiting for a day to go do the filming. And so I was watching a bunch of military briefings in C-SPAN. And I'll never forget trying to scramble and call some of my staff, some of my crew, colleagues, to record it, and they weren't there or something. Because I was watching Rumsfeld just say, yeah, we took the gloves off, we're getting rough with them. We don't call it torture, but yeah, we get rough with them. See, we don't call it torture. It's all lawyer ease. Oh, we just pressure people. And then the Gonzalez memos that are declassified in public say, well, we can beat somebody or torture them till they die, and we didn't mean to kill them. It's not even torture. Killing people isn't torture. And I love these little word games that these neocons and people play with this, but we never had the president come out or a former president come out and endorse it. Now, one time I was on a, I guess 24 so popular with what, something like 40 million viewers a week or something, but I've been on two different flights, once to LA and then once to England. And on the flight to England, I probably watched 9 hours of it. The guy was sitting right in front of me, catty corner, with a big screen computer open, with the audio up. And so I got to sit there and watch 9 episodes or so of it. And I have to tell you that it gave me such bad motion sickness after the fact. Because then if you look at one spot when you're in motion, you know, that means the little hairs inside your middle ear start pointing wrong directions. That's what gives you balance. And then I don't usually get motion sickness. But when I got off that plane after 9-10 hours of watching television, I was stumbling around for a day, but I already digress. In those 9 episodes or so I watched, they tortured a couple children in front of their parents. It was torture every episode. And so we'll talk about Bill Clinton endorsing the most hardcore forms of torture. And we'll talk about how we're going to end up having a dynasty. We'll be right back.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Ted Anderson from Midas. October 2nd, 2007, gold 727, 40-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $750.11, $369.90 for half, $184.95 for quarter. That's $750.11, $369.90, and $184.94.
The Chinese government has begun a campaign of economic threats against the U.S., hinting liquidation of its vast holdings of U.S. treasuries, responding to Washington's trade sanctions, forcing the Yuan Revolution. Communist Party bodies are warning that Beijing may use its $1.33 trillion reserves as a political weapon, causing bond yields to spike, hammering the U.S. housing market, and throwing the economy into a recession. Russia, Switzerland, and several other countries have reduced their holdings due to this threat. Economist Ambrose Evans Pritchard published the report, China Threatens Nuclear Option of Dollar Sales. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
So you've decided to make the switch to a healthier lifestyle, eating more organic fruits and vegetables, staying away from unhealthy snacking, and cutting out dangerous salts from your diet. The only problem is you don't know how to keep it interesting. We are happy to introduce to you the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator will keep healthy eating adventurous and fun. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about all that produce spoiling. The best yogurt is made from home, so make your own with the Excalibur Dehydrator. Not only will the Excalibur Dehydrator dry your fish and meats in just a few hours, it helps eliminate preservatives, additives, and excessive salt. The Excalibur Dehydrator is so amazing you can even use it for home craft projects and more. Be sure to mention GCN and get a free gift with your purchase. Go to drying123.com and see what else the Excalibur Dehydrator can do for you. That's drying123.com or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254.
Is a very important broadcast, very important show for the New World Order. And they have literally, it's got to be 15 or 20 spinoffs. They've got four or five shows in England. They have several going at any one time. They've had more than 10 here in the U.S. CSI Miami, CSI, all these other shows where there's torture almost every episode because I read the different synopses that get sent in. People send me links, you know, to the actual ABC, CBS, NBC's shows where they give the synopsis of tonight, torture, gets the answers, and keeps America safe when a nuke's going to go off. Tonight on 24, the child of the terrorist is tortured and it saves them from an anthrax attack. Now, of course, there's not any real terrorists in the U.S. If there were, imagine in what case actual torture would really save somebody. History shows that torture is good for fake confessions and good for government terrorism and terrorizing the population. This is the Army's own handbooks written on it back in the 60s, say it's horrible, doesn't work. Letting people go, giving them big amounts of cash, saying we'll help your children get into a good college, that's what works. But I digress. The Mengele stuff is where it's gone, though. I mean, they didn't just start out with, hey, we're going to rough folks up. They just said, hey, we're going to torture children. And America said, yeah, all right, yeah. And then the thousands of photos and videos got to Congress of Abu Ghraib, so CBS decided to release a few dozen of the stuff they could say was, oh, naked pyramids and punching people. And then Congress admits, no, it's children being raped, it's women being raped, it's stuff we can't even speak, it's snuff films. And then a few photos of dead guys got released, and the neocons said, oh, I'll beat them to death. That's how you get tough. Big deal. And then the Army admitted that 95% of those, this is in the Army's own reports, that were at the different camps, were picked up at checkpoints for no reason. But you got to be tortured first to make sure you're not with Al-Qaeda. Now, of course, the Pentagon knew that would create real resistance, and that was the plan. Create a resistance, torture people, keep the water, keep the power off, cause a huge resistance, disband the military immediately to break it in three parts, and to destroy the nation forever. The Pentagon said so in P2OG. But the grunts out there, they believe the public propaganda and the Limbaugh propaganda and the Hillary propaganda about why they're over there. And it's so diabolical that the average person just can't believe people think like that. Hey, they write memos saying sexually torture children. You understand? These are hardcore demons. So they admitted all the torture, and then it got unpopular, and they said, we never said that, and they prosecuted a few low-level people that followed their orders, and one private contractor in Afghanistan who tortured people to death, they charged him, and then he spoke out to the media, so they arrested him as a terrorist under the Patriot Act, and he's never been seen since, and he doesn't get a trial. Oh, yeah, that was in the news. Just, you're one of our torturers. You're going to say what general gave the orders. No. So torturers should know that, too. You like to kill people, huh? You like to rape children. You like to rape and beat women. It's what you're into. You go and you join. You're a contractor. You do it. If you get caught or if somebody blows the whistle on you, they're going to arrest you and put you in a secret military cell. See, that's part of how this works now. You're going to go to a black site, a ghost site. Folks, we're not joking about this. And they're appointing, by the way, nothing but hardcore Eastern European immigrants to head up Homeland Security, everything else, the Attorney Generalship, you name it. Folks, we're in trouble. Okay, we're in a lot of trouble. And then Bill Clinton comes out and says, I like torture, it's good. Exact quotes. Bill Clinton, torture like on 24 is okay. Former President Clinton has told NBC's Meet the Press, and then Paul has a link to mainstream news. Let me just go to the story to see what link that is. I forget, I looked at it earlier. Here it is. Let me go to the actual link. New York Daily News ran with it originally. This is New York Daily News' headline. Torture like Jack Bauer would be okay, Bill Clinton says. Because I know neocons are driving along, and they'll just say I made that up. Or maybe if they saw it, they'll say it's good. Well, they'll double think. They'll say it's not real, but it's true, and it's good, and I'm a commie. But I'm not a Trotskyite neocon. But Trotskyite neocons are good, because Trotsky was good, but communism is bad. And there's no New World Order, but we need a New World Order to fight Al-Qaeda. And the NRA is good, even though they're for every major gun control bill. Because I'm a conspiracy theorist.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Imagine the land of the free, the home of the brave, with every major cop show, every major CIA spook show. There are new heroes, doubling the size of the CIA, huge recruiting centers everywhere, little wannabe Jack Bowers, and you know they're setting it up domestically. If you don't, go check it out. Threat integration, FEMA command centers in every major city. The FBI going out and saying, oh, come to our recruiting centers, come to our local event centers, sign up as tattletales to watch your neighbors to fight terror and crime. And there's going to be CIA liaison officers in every city. And now all crime under Section 802 is terror. With 25-year-old CIA case officers getting their hands on you, getting the power drills out, getting the pliers out, ripping some teeth out, drilling some kneecaps, raping some people, getting some acid, getting some waterboarding going. They always wanted to be psychopathic killers, and they played video games the last 10 years, ripping guts out, torturing, raping prostitutes, and Grand Theft Auto for bonus cash. And now they're actually going to do it in the real world, led by hardcore commissariats, led by hardcore killers.
$10.
Oh, it's so good to be part of the New World Order, to take what they want, to rule, to dominate, to control. And you think the left cares? As soon as Hillary Clinton's in, they're going to howl and scream with wanton abandon and pleasure. The border's falling. National socialized health care, where they micromanage and run your whole life. Huge socialist programs for the big central banks all over the planet. New carbon taxes, anti-human taxes to control your everyday life. New hordes of bureaucracies being erected to micromanage and track and control everything you do. It's now here. It's now rising against you. Armies of young scum who won't have jobs in IT or in factories or in farming. They're going to have jobs wearing suits and black uniforms with pliers jerking your front teeth out. That's the new America. You go to A&M, you go to UT, you're out here in Texas. The biggest, largest of the grants and scholarships being given are for spying and tracking and secret agenting all domestically. Hordes of power-tripping scum everywhere ruling over us. Now, I am trying to get your attention because that's what we're talking about here, my friends. That's what we're dealing with. Let me just read you this article and go over this because this is the President of the United States trying to seduce you into evil. Bill Clinton, torture like on 24 is okay. America needs more Jack Bauer-like agents, says former president. By the way, did Trey find that in that 20-minute clip we found of Meet the Press? Do you have that yet? No. He sent you the 2-minute clip. You see, I don't have time to confer and do all this, folks. It all moves too fast, so we just do it live on air. The 2-minute clip you were sent, is it the one that says Dynasty on it? No, that's a wrong clip. That's a clip I want to play where he talks about how it's not a dynasty to have only Bushes and Clintons running things. Just go to YouTube and type in Bill Clinton Meet the Press, and then click Date Added. Or Bill Clinton Meet the Press Torture, Bill Clinton Meet the Press Jack Bauer, John. And then hit Date Added, and that'll give you this last Sunday, 2 days ago. All right, let me just get back to this. Former President Bill Clinton has told NBC's Meet the Press that America needs more intelligence agents who make their own rules and engage in whatever actions are necessary, like Jack Bauer from the fictional TV show 24. I think what our policy ought to be is to be uncompromisingly opposed to terror, I mean to torture, and that if you're the Jack Bauer person, you do whatever you do, and you should be prepared to take the consequences. And I think the consequences will be imposed based on what turns out to be the truth, Clinton said. Coming from you, you'll give us the truth, right, Clinton? Mr. Truth is your name, just like George Bush. I mean, just that paragraph, the twisting, the lying, the evil deception by a master of evil. Do whatever they want, uncompromisingly. And I think the policy should be. See, it's all about policy. Not the Bill of Rights, not the Constitution, just, hey, we're the secret police. We have a policy. We have a memo saying we torture toddlers. We have a memo saying we rape people's wives in front of them. We have a memo. Oh, no, people that write memos saying torture children, they wouldn't kill 2,800 Americans on 9/11. No, they're nice. They care about all of us. They want us to have good lives, and they wouldn't hurt our dollar, and they wouldn't destroy our sovereignty, and the Federal Reserve cares about us. They're not hardcore killers. They're not hardcore predators. They just write memos saying that they want to sterilize and exterminate 80% of the population publicly. Dick Cheney just writes memos saying he wants to have race-specific bioweapons legitimized so they can use them and kill certain races. They're nice people. And then I get that stupid question over and over and over again. It's not a stupid question. It's stupid that it's been asked so many times and that you don't understand the answer. Why am I still alive? Number one, by the good graces of God. And I'm in God's hands. My destiny is controlled by the creator of the universe. B, if they strike me down, if they kill me, it will make me a martyr and will only make people look more at what I've said and done. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't have to be as wise as a serpent and peaceful as a dove, and if I ask for it and run around waving guns around, that I would probably get killed in short order. I'm on a razor's edge. There's no doubting that. And I have to deal with that every day and just face it. But also, getting into the whole martyr situation, they don't want to make me a martyr. And if they give me cancer, it'll be a little obvious if I'm 33, 35, 40 years old. I'm 33 now if I die of that. By the way, they're declassified programs from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. There's Discovery Channel specials about how they have fast-acting viruses that kill you in a month. They've got weaponized cancer off the shelf, declassified, that'll kill you deader than a hammer, kill anybody deader than a hammer in a month. And it'll go right through the skin. Or they can aerosolize it where you breathe it. And they can have a vaccine for the officer that distributes it and gives it to you. Or they grab you, take you to some low-rent hotel, call a prostitute to the hotel, tie me up, shoot her in the head, shoot me in the head, and claim I committed suicide after I killed the whore. That's the kind of stuff they do. And if I had some smoking gun evidence, see, I just covered stuff that's already come out. Doesn't matter if I was a cop, didn't matter if I was a coroner, didn't matter who I was, FBI, didn't matter. That I could be an FBI deputy director like O'Neill. They'd kill me better than a hammer. But see, I've said and done the work. I've put it out. And they kill me, they only make people pay a lot more attention to what I say, and they don't want that, because what I say is the closest to the truth you're going to find anywhere. What I say is how the New World Order really operates. What I say is from study and information and research and looking at history and really trying to grasp it and really meditating on the material day after day, hour after hour, ladies and gentlemen. I'm already digressing. I'm going to go back on the torture. But, you know, I make the statement, these are hardcore evil killers. Why aren't you dead then? Well, if they, astute political scientists and others have made the point that if their darkness fully comes, if they fully take over, which they're trying to do, if they can seduce a nation, as Hitler seduced the Germans, if they can sell us that torture of children is good, and that it's cute and funny, and that it's what heroes do, and that secret arrest is good, they're going to do it, and they're making every attempt to do it, and then they won't care, and they'll just do it. And most people, out of fear, will go along with it and even giggle and go to parades and cheer for it. It turned out, after they interviewed members of the Stasi in East Germany, and after they interviewed people in Romania under Ceausescu, and even people in the Stalinist era, even people doing the killing a lot of the time or were ordering psychopaths who worked for them to do it, they always had those types that enjoy it, who do the jobs, that they would freak out, that they would throw up at night, that they were totally scared, that they were racked with complete guilt, but they had to act like they like it and do an Academy Award performance every day, or they would be killed. They would be disappeared. And it's a control freak's wonderland. Evil, pathetic people who weren't artists, who weren't scientists, who didn't have good ideas, who couldn't make it in a real free market world, they get to decide what's shown in the theater. They get to decide what's written. They get to decide what's said. They get to have all the starlets. They get to be worshipped for nothing more than being thugs. You better study what tyranny is, folks, before you embrace it. At the same time, we have to realize that people in this system are human beings, too. Federal marshals, FBI, most of them are investigating bank robberies and child molesters and things like that. It's the evil cadres, the special units that have been created that are engaging in the evil, normally right out of the military, right out of special forces, who like to kill. And I'll never forget going in 2002, early 2002, to my friend's wife's 40th birthday, the steakhouse in Austin. There's all these federal marshals out front. They go, "Hey, Alex, just whatever you do, don't stir up trouble. We like you, by the way. Listen to the radio show today. It was really good. Oh, what'd you, oh, this and that." "Yeah, I'm not going to tell you who's in there, but we got guys in there. Just please be nice." And I was like, "Who's in there?" "Just be nice." And I was going to be nice anyways. Then I go in, and it's the Bush daughters. And my buddy is like, "Oh, let's go get the camera out of the car." And I was like, "Don't sign your death warrant. Just leave the mafia's kids alone. They kind of have weird rules. You can attack the mafia. You don't attack their children in any way." And there are federal marshals sitting there drinking ice water, raising their glass at me. I mean, these are nice guys. And they were listeners of the show. I was like, "Oh, yeah, you listened to the show today. Okay, what was it?" And he goes, "Okay, well, you talked about this." And the other guy's like, "Yeah. Hold on, I'm calling in." The other guy's in the Suburban, parked right in the handicap spot, calling into a KLBJ show. This is before I was on KLBJ. Calling. I mean, the guys are bored. They're into politics. We don't want to just have a revolution start and just go out and start blasting them. That'll help the New World Order. And I don't have to sit there and tell people like the federal marshals and others that memos saying you can sexually torture children is not good. You know that's bad. I mean, come on. We shouldn't even have to have this debate. But see, Bill Clinton is there selling torture. That's the name of my extra that's being suppressed and censored all over the web for martial law. We put it out for free on the web, and they still censor it. "Oh, this is too hardcore for you to see. It must be taken down off YouTube and Google." So I tell everybody to just keep uploading it hundreds of times and make sure it gets out there. I mean, you want to watch police train to break people's arms? I mean, it's not right to rudely assault somebody. You can go into shock and die. People have. I mean, this is hardcore, folks. I don't want to be enemies with the police, but you're not allowed to break women's arms and men's arms because they're sitting on the sidewalk. You're not allowed to taser people because they won't answer your questions. You now have Clinton with the torture? That was quick. Good job. Here's Bill Clinton Sunday on Meet the Press talking about how torture is a good thing under policy and how the guy just needs to do what he needs to do and that they'll decide through policy what's okay. Here it is.
"But I think what our policy ought to be is to be uncompromisingly opposed to terror, I mean to torture, and that if you're the Jack Bauer person, you'll do whatever you do, and you should be prepared to take the consequences, and I think the consequences will be imposed based on what turns out to be the truth."
Now that's Bill Clinton doublespeak, literal doublespeak. I mean, he is slick, man. By the way, it totally freaks me out. Some big, high-powered, top mogul Democrats were here in town, and they happen to know some of my family. Some other people, it's a small town, especially when your dad's a physician. And it's where my sister went to school and stuff, so they also know all those people. She went to private school. I didn't. I went to the government training camp. But Bill Clinton was in town a few weeks ago, and they brought me up to him. And I later called and confirmed. I thought, oh, he's talking about Alex S. Jones, the New York Times writer, the head of the Shorenstein Center. He wasn't. They clarified, you mean Alex Jones. And, of course, that's how weird Clinton is, behind the scenes with these 15 or so top Democrats, big Democrat power center here in Austin. He said, oh, yeah, Alex Jones, he knows what's going on. Talks about a lot of really dangerous things. See, I don't like Bill Clinton knowing who I am. I don't like, this isn't a game to me. This isn't tiddlywinks. This isn't a joke. My dad called up telling me about it, and I didn't believe it, so I made some phone calls and confirmed it. He was like, my dad normally is not gasping, but he was like going, because he knows how dangerous this is. You think my dad wants to see his son get killed or be imprisoned or be framed? You think my mother wants that? You think my family wants that? But literally, I am a soldier in the info war defending this republic in its most dire hour. I don't have a choice. We've got to fight these people. Because history shows you give in to these type of bullies, you give in to these type of propagandists, it gets really bad quick. All of you must go out and buy Alexander Solzhenitsyn's Gulag Archipelago. You know, I think I want to buy those in bulk and sell those on the website. I mean, Bill Clinton says, I'm against terror, and then he went, I mean, torture. He double speaks it, and then he comes back and says, yeah, I think Jack Bowers need to do what they need to do, and then we'll see what happens based on the truth. I mean, that is an evil, wicked statement. I think what our policy ought to be uncompromisingly opposed to terror, I mean torture, and that if you're the Jack Bauer person, you do whatever you do, and you should be prepared to take the consequences, and I think the consequences will be imposed based on what turns out to be the truth, Clinton said. If you have any kind of formal expectation, people just drive a truck through it, and they say, well, I thought it was covered by the exception, Clinton added. The question was again raised to the host of Tim Russert, for Clinton told him last year that he would authorize torture in a ticking bomb 24-style situation. See, Clinton says I would authorize torture, then he literally double speaks. I mean, he is something else.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time right here on the GCN Radio Network. But you can always go to InfoWars.com and subscribe to the free podcast that downloads each day to anybody who wants to subscribe to their MP3 or iPod type device. So again, that's all up on InfoWars.com. And when the show ends each day, we also restream it consecutively for 21 hours until the next live show. I guess it streams for like 48 hours plus, because when we end on Friday, I don't do a show on Saturday, and it just restreams each hour consecutively until I come back live Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Paul Watson's article then goes on to give other places where he says he is for torture. And then he just reaffirmed it here in a double-speak type fashion, which just illustrates this is bipartisan. Let's play that other clip now where he talks about a dynasty, he and Hillary, how it's not really a dynasty because they're being elected. Well, they're being selected and then given the campaign contributions, and then now with Bush, the last two times they're cheating. And I told you the Clintons and the Bushes were in bed together, and now it becomes more apparent. Here it is.
For 20 of those 28 years. I think a dynasty, though, to be fair, when we think of dynasties in historical circumstances, it's King Louis the First through 25, and you get it because of who your family is, not because of what your merits are. In her case, she clearly has established it after leaving the White House, a totally different career path than I did, from operating from a different political base with a set of expertise areas that I didn't bring to the White House and for a very different time, where the security issues are much more important. And I think the real question here is not whether she's establishing a dynasty, but whether we should eliminate her because she happens to be my wife, if she is otherwise the person who would be the best president. I don't like it whenever anybody gets something they're not entitled to just because of their family is. But in this case, I honestly believe I'd be a voter 40 years next year. And I think she's the best suited, best qualified non-incumbent I've had a chance to
meet. All right, enough from Clinton.
This moment in time.
Hillary Clinton wants national health care, and just like Edward, she says you'll have to go to the doctor each year. Can you imagine the state controlled by these global corporations having medical control over your body? I mean, they always say, oh, no abortion, no control over my body. They are going to love making you take those shots. And they're going to love making you have those surgeries. And they're going to love making you take that chemo. And they're going to love running your life. And it's just hell on earth. It's just more control. And, of course, I got a story here where Canada is adopting, on a state-by-state basis now, it's racing across the country. Some states have already passed it. Carbon taxes, huge ones. And then they're going to have taxes, they say, on how big your house can be, on any renovations you make. They've got to come inspect it. England just announced with no law. They just said by fiat we're doing it. The U.S., Al Gore's proposed a house. You got too big a car, there'll be a tax. You've got so many credits of carbon you can use in your footprint, and then more taxes kick in. And then there's all the federal control and bureaucracy that watches all of that. And just hysterical lying saying man's causing global heating, which, by the way, is just fabulous. 9,000 years ago, the Bronze Age started. Incredible heat wave, 10 degrees hotter than it is now. Doesn't matter. They've got a public that can't find Iraq on a map. Most people can't. So, of course, they're going to believe whatever the television says. Just like you believe the Federal Reserve loves you.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.